gun. That's right, man. It's NBA Strayer. It's Thursday, February 1. We're coming a little bit later out today because, boy, howdy, did I get a bit sauce Castillo'd last night. Also, there's a fuck ton of construction just outside the window. What up, New York? That's right, man. I'm your host, James Clements. I'm a writer for Rolling Stone, Junkie, The Brooklyn Game, and one half of the Durong Guys NBA podcast. I'm here, Larry Armour Studios, New York City, New York, reppin' Strayer. And last night it was from the front lines of the NBA, because that's right, man, we're at the Sixers-Nets game. Just checking out Big Simo over there, bro. Just out there smashing. Yeah, man, it's your favorite daily NBA podcast. We're here making sure you know all about what's cooking in the NBA, who's doing what, where they're doing it, why they're doing it, and of course, who's doing it better than Lonzo Ball today, man. So we've got a huge night to wrap. Not just because I got shit-faced, but still, all the usual dumbassery. Yeah, Nas, better than Lonzo Ball, the unpopular opinion of the day. And as we do every day, we check in on every Australian NBA player to see how they're going. And it's Thursday, so we have Where in the World is Jonah Bolden and a new Kiwi Corner. To go with that, we'll finish up today's episode with a brand new The Diary of Stephen Adams. Oh, yeah, man. Let's just get to it. It's NBA Australia. Come on.
G'day, this is Joe Ingles, and you're listening to NBA Strayer.
Watch out for the Shaq attack!
You better, because it is NBA Strayer. It's the daily whip around where we start every day, and man, so we didn't get a Nikola Mirotic trade. Rasheel Butler and his wife unfortunately passed away, which is a goddamn shame. Saw him play a bunch of times, love me some Rasheel Butler. Ah, it's a damn shame. Oh man, some other news. How fucked up was that Isaiah Kanaan's broken leg? Oh, fuck off. No dice. His ankle went all fucked up. It's like some Gordon Hayward shit, man. Ugh, feeling bad for Isaiah Kanaan. And also, I don't know if you noticed, but LeBron sent everybody into a fucking tizzy because Chris Haynes from ESPN's like, hey, you know what he'd be happy with doing? Taking a meeting with the Golden State Warriors in free agency, bro, and everyone lost their fucking mind. Oh, Jesus. Fun times, though. So we'll get to that later. We'll get to the Australian player watch and everything later. Let's do our game wraps from last night, though. Oh, geez, it was a fun one. Memphis losing Indy 105-101. I don't know what to tell you there about Marc Gasol. 23 points, 9 rebounds, 6 assists. Not bad. Trade the guy, though. What do you reckon? Big old Wayno Seldon. He's balling out. 24 points. 17 in his last game as well. Still not enough for Memphis. Victor Oladipo. He leads Indy. Well, he doesn't lead Indy. Bojan Bogdanovic had 21. But Indy had 6 double-point scorers to win in this one. Victor had 13 on 12. Good job, Victor. Miles Turner coming on as well. 15 points, 11 rebounds. Made the 1-3 that he took. How about the Souvlaki King? Domantas Sabonis, mate. That's a Lamb Souvlaki right there. 10-7. And Lance make him dance at 13 as well. Not bad. Not bad. Indy just cruising along at the moment. You know, just not dropping dumb games against shit teams like Memphis. That's smart. How about the Lakers at Orlando, though? Oh, Orlando. 127-105. Lakers, I thought you were better than this. Come the fuck on, man. That is brutal. Look. I know that the Lakers aren't that good, but shit, Orlando are 15-35, bro. You're better than that. Anyway, they gave up a 43-point third quarter, Lakers, to the fucking Magic. Are you shitting me? That's fucking horrible, man. The Magic, they shot 54% from three. They go 18-32. Unbelievable. Even without Aaron Gordon, they actually fucking smoked the Lakers. Spates had 21, Fournier had 18. For the Lakers, Randall and Clarkson had 20 each. How's old Clarkson over there? 6 straight game with over 15 points. It's the old pay me or trade me play. Not bad, Jeremy. Anyway, Lakers really need to fucking knock over this road trip, don't they? They've got the Nets on Friday. That's gonna be a rough one. But how about fucking Brook Lopez? What do you reckon he's doing? He's returning to the Nets. Do you reckon he's just like, fuck man, can someone just buy me out? I'm fucking bored. These guys suck. Oh, poor Brook Lopez. How about Charlotte? They beat Atlanta in Atlanta, 123-110. Just after Atlanta fucking, like, closed the door and kicked the shit out of the Wolves the other night. Man, I don't know. 38 for Kemba. He had a career-high 9 made threes at 18 points in the third quarter. Not bad. Not bad. 20 and 12 for fuck Dwight Howard. Not bad. And a lame-ass triple-double from Nick Batum. Yes, he'll blow. He's very French. 10 points, 11 rebounds, 10 assists.
Oh, sacre bleu. It's only a 10-point triple-double. I'm not entirely sure if that counts.
It doesn't. Baze Gaze for Atlanta, he had 25. Marco Bellinelli with 22. They're both like, hey, can you trade me? What's going on? Miami, they go into Cleveland and they lose by 2 points because of LeBron. At the end of this, actually got a defensive stop, the old Cavs. Unbelievable. Stopped James Bloodsport Johnson at the very death there. Even though Kyle Korver could have fucking hit both of his free throws at the end and iced it properly almost, but still... Cavs needed this one, man, because if Miami had have won, they would have slipped ahead of the Cavs for third in the East. Can you fucking believe that? The horrible, horrible Miami Heat with, like, Hassan Whiteside and Goran Dragic. If they had a won, that's where they'd be. Anyways, this is the first time the Cavs have held a team to less than 90 points since November fucking 20th. November fucking 20! That is unbelievable. Cavs, what the fuck? And it was all because Jay Crowder made a go-ahead three with about a minute 20 left in this, and they just gutted it out. Goran had a, you know, not a bad one, 18 points, 6 assists. Hassan Whiteside, only 9 and 8 in 24, which is a bit weird. You'd expect him to, like, kick the shit out of the Cavs, considering they've got basically Tristan Thompson and Channing Frye as their big guys. Oh, Jesus. LeBron finishes up with 24 points, 11 rebounds, and 5 assists. Just the classic, classic LeBron, you know, fucked around, kicked some ass. D-Wade with 9 points against his old muckers. And Channing Frye, as mentioned, picking up the scoring. Now that there's no Kevin Love for a couple of months. 16 points after he put up 20 against Detroit the other night. Not bad. And how about IT? The little guy! Another shitty night, man. 13 points on 15 shots. He went 2 of 15. Fucking hell. 5 of 25 across his last two games. And he's currently shooting 16.7% from 3. Fucking hell. All right, how about this one? Philly at Brooklyn, the game that NBA Australia, that's right, me, I was at. 116-108, Brooklyn win. Oh, geez, what a fun game, though. Big Simo had 18 in the first half, 24 points, 7 assists, 2 rebounds, 1 steal, and only 1 turnover he finishes with. He is a fucking beast in person, but I'll tell you who's even more of a beast, Joel Embiid, fucking hell. He had 29 points, 14 rebounds, missed 4 of his 5 threes, though. But man, watching him work Jarrett Allen on the left block is just like fucking mesmerizing. It's like fuck all any of them could do. He's just working over Jar, then working over Jarrett. And, you know, Jarrett Allen's battling like a fucking man, man. But Embiid is just so big and so long and just like... He bullies them, turns around, bang. Bullies them, turns around, bang. Bullies them, dunk. Like, it was unbelievable. They just kept going to it. Unbelievable, really good. Joel Embiid, seeing him in person is a fucking delight, I'll tell you that much. JJ Redick came back after missing 7 games. He had 20, not bad. Big Simo, though, in transition, absolute fucking menace, I'll tell you that much. He shot 9 of 10 in that first half. It was unreal. Some of his little dimes and shit. He had this great, like, you can actually watch the video up on the NBA Australia Facebook. A couple of little sky hooks. Unreal. He's like fucking Magic and Kareem over here, the baby sky hook. It's awesome. I love it. So he's athletic as all fuck. Yeah, can't shoot, but it doesn't really fucking matter half the time. How about Brooklyn? Spencel Dinwiddie, Dilly Dilly, had 27 points, including some super fucking high difficulty threes. And got fouled a couple of times on threes. Just had a really fucking good game. For a former G-leaguer, you know, second round pick, he is out there smashing. D'Angelo Russell came off the bench. And fucking was awesome. He had a stretch there where he basically got stuck right in to Philly middle of the third quarter. He had 22 points. That's the most since before he was hurt. Well, you know, his knee needed the operation and everything. So great game. Looked awesome. Had the fucking crowd eating out of the palm of his hand. His handles, man, are off the fucking chain in person. Shit. He's just out there fucking dancing around motherfuckers. I mean, I still think he's a bit of a dickhead, but dude is fucking good. How about Jarrett fucking Allen, man, though? His second ever start. We'll talk about him a little bit later in one of our other segments, but Jesus, awesome game from the big fro. Go the fro. Go the fro. He's like fucking, he's like Guy Sebastian of basketball. Jahlil Okafor up against his old team. He had 4 of 5 for 8 points, had an absolute capper as well of an 11-point run. Also, we're saying with Sauce Castillo, old fucking Nick Stauskas over there. You know, as mentioned, I got a bit Sauce Castillo'd, but you know, that's what. They've got good beers in Barclays. I don't know what to tell you. Anyway, Sauce up against his old team, hit a big three at the start of the fourth to get the lead back, and then Brooklyn never trailed again. Spencil hit three free throws, hit a three, and then Jar hit a bucket that was fucking perfect because Kenny Atkinson was about to drag him and put Tyler Zeller in. And then he's like, fuck it, I'll let Jar have like one more possession. Jar does this. Good job, Jahlil. Like, you just got to feel much better for the dude, right? So that's good. But I also like that Sauce Castillo was joking around with Embiid during like free throws and inbound passes and shit. That was pretty nice. There you go. Fun game. Awesome game to go to. Philly fans, fucking show up, man. Especially in New York. That place was like probably 50-50. Like, the fucking cheering for Embiid was bananas. Like, you can see why he's an all-star. Everyone loves the guy. And fucking Ben Simmons. Everyone's like, oh shit, this guy's fucking unreal. Shit, yes. So he should be a fucking all-star, shouldn't he? Fuck oath. Anyway, moving on. Good night. You know, smashed a couple of cans at McMahon's afterwards and before. Went to Hank's. Good fucking night. Moving on. New York Knickerbockers of New York City. They got fucking smoked by the Boston Celtics to the tune of 30 points because of Terry Rozier. First career start because Kyrie Irving sat out. And he had a fucking triple-double. Just messed around, got a triple-double, did Terry Rozier. It's a bit better than fucking Frenchie Nick Batum's as well. 17 points, 11 rebounds, 10 assists. Just put this in perspective. Terry Rozier hasn't started a game and not had a triple-double. I love it. When he starts, he gets a triple-double. It's Terry Rozier. Kanter had 17 and 17 in this. Zinger had a shocker with only 16. The Knicks shot 32%. Fucking Boston just smoked him in the third quarter. They're up by 5, I believe, the half. And just, you know, fucking put up a 31-20 third quarter. And then just put them the fuck away. Jaylen Brown fucking posterized poor Zingas there. The old
supercharged Zinger burger.
Yeah, wasn't that supercharged last night? Jaylen was fucking supercharged. Had 14 points for the night. So did Al Horford. Jason Tatum with 15. Marcus Morris at 20. Fell on his butt and had to leave the game. That's a pretty rough one. So there you go. Biggest win of the season for the Celtics in terms of margin of victory. Chicago at Portland. Oh, the Blazers. This is the report from our man Pete in Portland over there. What's going on, Pete? 124-108. Mirotić got held out by Chicago. And as Pete noted, Portland were also holding out Myers Leonard and their first round pick. So clearly the fucking Portland fans are like, man, we would love Mirotić, and holy shit, you know how well he would fit in there? It'd be fucking horrifying. I love it. It's perfect. Get Myers Leonard in that first round pick. Straight up. Let's do it. But as Pete points out, fucking CJ McCollum, mate. Holy shit. Had himself a night. 50 piece. Fucking hell, Siege. In 28 minutes, mate. Are you fucking kidding me? That's almost Clay Thompson level, isn't it? 3 quarters, 50 points. We'll talk about that in a little bit. On the flip side, Chicago, Zach LaVine had 23 in 22 minutes, still coming back from that knee injury. No Lowry, that's a girl's name, Markkanen last night, out for personal reasons. And fighting Bobby Portis at 8 and 10. Wonder if his superpowers are down now that Nico Mirotić, old face Mirotić over there, whose face he rearranged, is not being played. It's a rough one. Elsewhere for Portland, outside of Siege, I don't know, Dame Lillard had 13 and 7.
Yes, Bosnian Bill, hello, is Yusuf Nurkic
here, 12 and 9. Even fucking Zach Collins, the number 10 pick, the forgotten pick of last year's draft. He got some burn, 27 minutes, 9 points, not bad. There you go, thanks for the report there, Pete in Portland. Pete, on ya. We need more people to like send me through the shit that they're watching, so it's just not me. So if you're out there and you're watching stuff, fucking drop us a message, mates. Help us out. If you're watching stuff and you got some ideas, send them through. I'm going to definitely address them. Fuck yeah. Thanks, Pete. All right, Dallas at Phoenix. Phoenix smashing. Ugh. And the Isaiah Kanaan, man. End of the first quarter, goes up for a bucket. Got fouled by Wes Matthews. Came down all fucked up and blew his leg apart. Ugh. Gross. Phoenix win 102-88, but it's just kind of like, fuck. dude, brutal. Devin Booker came back in this one, playing point guard, 15 points, 4 assists. Rookie Josh Jackson, the number 4 pick in last year's draft, he had 21. That's a career high. TJ Warren had 20. Marquise Chris reminded everybody that he's alive with 15 and 12. Those random fucking, you know, once every month good games from Marquise. On Dallas' side, Dennis Smith Jr. had 17, Dirk with 14, and Wes Matthews shot 2 of 17. Gross! All right, there you go. Good job, Phoenix. You're fucking up your tanking, you morons. But anyway, let's get on to the NBA Australia Approved Performance of the Night.
That's not a night. That's a night.
Ah, CJ McCollum. Of course it is. 50 points in 28 minutes, mate. He had 28 points in the first quarter. CJ! Not bad, man. He goes 18 to 25 from the field. Better still, goes 6 of 9. Nice. From 3. Good job, CJ. That is a fucking hell of a performance, man. 124-108, they win. CJ, 28 points in a quarter. Fucking hell. That is a knife.
That's not a knife. That's a knife.
All right, who's old mate? No mates today, though. The flip side of this, who's got no mates today? Well, it's got to be LeBron in Cleveland, doesn't it? Everyone's like, oh my God, he wants to go join the Warriors. That's not good. How did it even work? Oh my God, you got fucking old mate Stephen A over there. What's he saying? I don't know.
I don't know what I'm going to do with myself. I just don't know.
He just doesn't know. What do you actually think, Stephen A? Is like, you know, if LeBron goes to Golden State, what do you reckon?
This is horrible. There's no other way to put it.
I'll tell you. LeBron in Cleveland, that'd be old mate, no mates. This pops out from Chris Haynes that, yeah, he'd take a meeting with Golden State if they could give him max money. But come on, bro. He's not going to Golden State. He's fucking playing with us. Of course he is. This is all his weird passive-aggressive bullshit that he always does. It's almost like we're bored now. It's like, just imagine, shit, I don't even know if LeBron James could fit on the Golden State Warriors, but I reckon he'd fucking play for him. Shit. Yeah, I think that's fucking dumb. He's definitely going to the Lakers if he's going to go anywhere. What do you reckon? Yeah, that's what's going to happen. All right, let's get it. We'll talk about that in a little bit more in Yenars, but let's get to better than Lonzo Ball, shall we?
Lonzo was the best player in high school. He was the best player in college. You think you're going to get to the pros and be like, I made it to the pros. Now I can be average. He's coming for everybody.
Coming for everybody. Yeah. This is your daily look into who is better than Lonzo Ball. Last night, it is hashtag better than Lonzo Ball. And look, initially I was all going to be like, Ben Simmons, motherfucker, 18 points in the first half. Scores 24, has 7 assists. But weirdly, the Nets, they slowed him down in the old second half once they very quickly realized that Spencer Dinwiddie, the Nets point guard, had no fucking chance of defending him. They went to, like, I think Spencer defended him for maybe 4 possessions. Big Simo just fucking backed him down on each one of them and, like, dunked on the motherfucker, like, 3 of those 4 times. And the 4th time, it was like a layup. It was unbelievable. So Simo was great and was, like, fucking dominant. Thing is, he got slowed down because of old mate, actual better than Lonzo Ball for today, Jarrett fucking Allen, man, the fro. He's got this fucking fro that makes him look like 8 feet tall. He's all fucking arms and legs, but dude can ball, son. 16 points last night. That's a career high. 12 rebounds. That's a career high. 3 assists. That's a career high. Made all 6 of his free throws. That's a career high. And it was only his second ever start. Holy shit, Jared Allen, that's fucking awesome. Good job, that's better than Lonzo Ball. All right, let's get to the Yeah Nahs right after this one. This is Andrew Bogut, and you are listening to NBA Straya. Yeah, you sure are. It's NBA Australia. It's Yeah Nahs. We take 3 NBA storylines, decide whether they're more yeah or more nah. And first up, come on, should we talk about this LeBron thing? LeBron should join the Golden State Warriors. Yeah, nah. Get the fuck out of here. As mentioned, he's playing with y'all just to motivate his team. He's playing, son. Fuck. Of course, though, he shouldn't join them because that's his fucking legacy done at that point, right? The old, like, if I, so NBA Australia, we always call Kevin Durant the coward Kevin Durant, because he left the Oklahoma City Thunder after they got beat by a 73-win Golden State Warriors and went and joined that same fucking team. That's cowardly. LeBron, if you lose, what, another round in the NBA Finals to Golden State? You can't do it. Everyone's going to be like, ah, man, LeBron a bitch. Just how it's going to go. I don't make the rules. That's just how it goes. Anyway, so I think this Golden State bullshit is a bunch of bullshit. I might talk about it more tomorrow. We'll see how we go. See if anyone else can sort of actually source anyone saying anything about it. Number two, Sixers should go after Tyreke Evans. After watching them last night, they need just like, you know what? They need a fucking number one draft pick by the name of Markel Fultz to actually, you know, handle the fucking rock a little bit, which was his role. But they don't have that guy. TJ McConnell's all right, but he can't just go out and get you buckets fucking hardcore. Tyreke Evans, I reckon it's there, man. Maybe. Maybe just fucking Sixers. I reckon it's not going to put them over the top, but I think it's a one where it makes them a lot more fucking dangerous. Because Joel Embiid, as good as he is, as good as Simo is, they just don't have like that extra guy who can really create and do some fucking whack-ass stuff. Like, it's all well and good to watch Robert Covington sink threes, but you got to get him the fucking ball. And TJ McConnell, as scrappy and as little and as, Arizona point guardy as he is, not quite as dynamic as someone like Tyreke, so maybe get after him. Number three, Greg... Oh, we're going to have a couple of extra ones this today, just because there's a couple of buyouts. So Greg Monroe got bought out by the Suns and he wants to go to the Pelicans. Should he sign there? I mean, why the fuck not? I mean, sure. If they want him, they can add to their fucking roster of fucking centers. He can sit next to Omer Sheik and all these other motherfuckers. But he'd be a good sort of... You know, he's not as good as DeMarcus Cousins, but I mean, shit. If the Pelicans are going to go Twin Towers all the time, why not? Just why not? Apparently he's from there. Why the fuck not? Number two, buyout ones. Joe Johnson wants a buyout. So the is Joe Johnson the biggest piece of crap ever? Fucking hell. How's this dickhead getting paid a fuck ton of money? You're on a fringe playoff team and this motherfucker wants out? Get the fuck out of here. Just watch him add to the misery in Cleveland if he gloms on there. You know, just another old guy who plays no defense. I don't know. He might be all right on the Wolves. They've already got Jamal Crawford, though, scoring off the bench, but it seems like they could always use a little bit more scoring. Don't know what to tell you. Where else? So where do you reckon? We'll cover Joe Johnson destinations, I reckon, tomorrow, but this one just broke basically before we recorded. So off the top of the head, I reckon the Wolves would be a good one. Toronto, maybe. I don't know if they need that much more scoring, though, do they? And if he joins Golden State, it'd be fucking hilarious. I don't know. You can see him in, like, in the Wizards. You can see him in, like, Portland. Maybe even Houston. Like, they need more fucking scoring, though. Huh? Weird. Anyway, maybe the Spurs. That seems like a good one. Joe Johnson on the Spurs. It was always going to happen. He's a boring-ass motherfucker. Oh, and then finally, Cantor versus LeBron is the best feud in the NBA. Almost. If Cantor was actually good, yeah, it would be. I like this though. So Cantor was like asked about what would happen if he got named in the All-Star game to replace Kevin Love and was playing for LeBron James's team. Cantor replied, "I might ask for a trade." Not bad, not bad. All right, that's pretty good, Cantor. He's got good fucking bants, I reckon, the old Cantor. All right, let's get to the unpopular opinion of the day. Oh, this might be a bit unpopular. So this got popped out yesterday. So in baseball, you can have a limited no-trade clause that allows you to veto a deal to 8 teams that were geographically slash culturally undesirable. Just imagine if this, you could do this in the NBA. What 8 teams would be on your no-trade teams? So off the top of my head, I'm all like, motherfucker, I don't want to go to Atlanta. I mean, great strip clubs and all that sort of shit, but it's basically suburbia. Sacramento, no fucking way I want to go there. Utah, look, Mormons are nice people, but trying to go out in Utah and booze, fucking hard, dog, I'll tell you. Get a nice house, and you know, if you're outdoorsy, it's great, but other than that, Memphis, just a sad sack town. Great barbecue. Beale Street's fucking awesome, I'll tell you that much, but I don't know, don't want to go there anytime soon. Orlando, unless you really like Disneyland, that can get the Disneyland and Percocet. I mean, what up? Cleveland, if LeBron's not there, fucking no way do I want any part of that. Detroit Rock City, I love it. But fuck, rough one, I'll tell you. And then finally, is it maybe Toronto? Nah, get the fuck out of here. It's Oklahoma City. Fucking backwards ass bullshit, fucking southern, you know, Ole Miss of white folk and all that sort of shit. Gross. Tough one. All right. That's pretty good. There you go. So Atlanta, Sacramento, Utah, Memphis, Orlando, Cleveland. Cleveland? Oh, man. I'll tell you that much.
Cleveland.
It's right there. Cleveland. And OKC, if Rusty's not there. I mean, it'd be fun to like play with Rusty and that sort of shit, but if he's not there, oh, Jesus, undesirable. There you go. All right, it's Thursday. Let's get to where in the world is Jonah Bolden? That's right, the Aussie, the son of Bruce Bolden, the second-round pick for the Philadelphia 76ers. He's hanging out in Israel, shredding for Maccabi Tel Aviv. Started in their EuroLeague win over Emporio Armani Milano. Milano, mate. Played 18 minutes, scored 9 points, 4 assists, 3 rebounds. Thing is, went 4 of 6 from the field, 1 of 2 from 3, and that's exactly what Philly want, right? A stretchy big dude to bring over next year to play besides Ben and Joel. So, good job, Jonah. Keep smashing it, mate. We'll check in on you next week, and we'll be back with Australian Player Watch right after this one.
Oi, oi, oi. It's old mate Dally over here. That's right, Manny Dellavedova. And you're listening to NBA Straya.
All right, man. Australian Player Watch. Let's do it. Big Ben Simmons, as mentioned last night, played the Nets. 24 points, 7 assists, 2 rebounds, 1 steal, only 1 turnover. Looked fucking great in person. That was an absolute treat. I was lucky enough to be seated very, very close. And just watching him that close and in person is fucking banging. Nice. Patty Mills did not play last night. Doesn't play for a couple more days. Joe Ingles, same thing. Deli and Thon, they play tonight. So no rap there. Oh, Patty Mills plays tonight against Rockets. And Deli and Thon play the Wolves. Nice one. How about Bangers Baines? Oh, and the big win over the Knicks. Bangers got a fuck ton of garbage time. Just out there hanging with that big old fucking old shaved albino pineapple head of his. 23 minutes. Only goes 1 of 5 from the field. Oosh. 2 points. Has 6 rebounds though. 2 assists. 1 steal. 4 fouls. Classic Bangers. Not bad. On your Baines. Hey, how's Bogut? Yeah, still no team. Get him on the Bucks already, would you? And the daily question, yo, is Dante Exum still hurt? Yeah, but he's coming back after the All-Star break. And the final part of Australian Player Watch, what's up with Kyrie? He just sat that one out. Come on, give the guy a break. And it's Thursday, so let's do Kiwi Corner, shall we? It's been a week since we last did Kiwi Corner Brew. 4 games did old Stephen Adams play. They had the win against Washington last Thursday. He had 12 points, 10 rebounds. The win over Detroit, he had 13 and 7 with 2 assists. And a massive win over Philly. Stephen Adams, 20 points, 13 rebounds, 2 assists. He had 10 offensive rebounds. Dude had a 20 and 10 with offensive rebounds. Not bad. And then in the loss to the Wiz the other day, the old Thunder center had 16 points, 12 rebounds, 2 assists, a block and a steal. That's bringing him to 18 double-doubles on the year. Pretty fucking good. And we tweeted this one out yesterday. 58% of his boards come on the offensive end at the moment, which is a historic fucking rate and would lead the NBA for all history of a player snagging that percentage rate of his boards offensively. Not bad. So, for the year, he's now averaging 13.8 points, 9.1 rebounds and a block a game with a PER of 21.77. That's fucking good, man. Good job, Stephen Adams. Watch here, bro. Not bad. That's fucking good. That's been Kiwi Corner for this week. That's Australian Player Watch. Awesome. Let's get to the game previews and the Patty Mills Game Day Ball or Game Day Inspiration Board right after this message.
Oh, kia ora, Bruce. This is Stephen Adams, eh, bro? And you're listening to NBA Stray, eh? Cheer, bro.
All right, man. Let's do it. So, the Patty Mills Inspiration Board, the Game Day Baller Game Day. Loving it. Patty Mills, a bit worried. I don't know what's going on, mate. He's tweeted out. Absolutely rattled. With no other context. I'm assuming, is that from like something? I just don't know, mate. It's weird. And there's other people trying to that'd be Rasheel Butler. There you go. It's Rasheel Butler. Absolutely rattled. That is fucking sad, man. It's a rough one. That's right. Rasheel actually played for the Spurs, so tough, man. He also tweeted out the Spurs holidays with his my brother, Sewell. Brutal, man. It's like Rasheel Butler is as Santa. So it's a tough one. Tough one. Thoughts and prayers, man. Thinking of you, Reziel. All right, let's get to the game previews. Game previews for today. Let's do it, shall we? Fuck yeah, man. All right, Grizz at Pistons. Oh, Grizz fucking suck. They're going to get smoked by the new Blake Griffin, eh? And how much do you reckon Stan Van de Gundy is trying to get Tyreke Evans to Motor City? That's an interesting, that'd be an interesting one. So yeah, Pistons win that. Blake Griffin smashes straight off the bat. Start the MVP chance. Raps at Wiz. Oh, watch the Wiz upend some shit and randomly like win two straight without John Wall. Yeah, nah, I don't think they can do it against the Raps. They're just too good. Big booty Kyle Lowry out there and Demar, kid. Yeah, it's a tough one. Raps win. Bucks at Wolves. Oh, Dalian Thon versus Jimmy Butts and Big Cat. Yeah, Wolves will win that one, even though the Wolves just needed to get home. Bucks have won a couple straight. I don't know. It's a tough one, this one. Yeah, Milwaukee, I don't know. They've won their four straight. The Wolves have just, like, dropped a couple of shit ones. I reckon the Wolves get shit back on track. They win. Rockets at Spurs. Oh, I love this. Love some Texas rivalry games, especially after James Harden's fucking 60-point triple-double the other night. I think the Rockets beat the Spurs in this. I'll be watching that. That's an awesome one. And then, finally, Thunder at Nuggs. Thunder definitely need to smash going from Washington to Denver. Got to back up that loss to get back on track. And, oh, shit, did you see that Nikola Jokic can't dunk? We'll post that later today. It's fucking amazing. Smash it on Facey and Twitter right there. So, Thunder, I think, beat the Nuggets. It's how it goes. The old Thunder Nuggets. Out in the fucking Gundagai shitter. Thunder Nuggets. All right, you know what? That's it. Even though we got Sauce Castillo last night, we've managed it. NBA Australia every day. We'll be back tomorrow for more ridiculousness and a big weekend preview. We've got a fun one. We'll be talking more about LeBron and Golden State, all that sort of fun stuff. Check us out on Twitter and Facebook in the meantime. Subscribe on iTunes and Google Play. Chuck us a rating and review while you're there. Thanks to From Ozzo for the intro and outro song. Go check out House Hats. They've just debuted their new single, Stop, and it's a fucking corker. So go track it down. House Hats, they're amazing. You'll love them. Trust me. And extra special thanks to Green Green Green, Iowa, Fascinator, and the Ramshackle Army for the tunes throughout the episode. Check them out on Bandcamp and Facey. Help them out, bro. NBA Australia. We're here supporting Australian bands all the fucking time. And that's it, man. Stick around for the Diary of Stephen Adams, and we will be back tomorrow, hopefully less hungover. I can't promise anything, though. And that's NBA Australia. We'll catch us tomorrow. Later, Hosen!
Oh, kia ora, Bruce. How's it going, eh? It's Stephen Adams here, bro. And it's all good here in OKC at the moment, bro. We've just won 8 games straight, eh? I mean, we lost to the Wizards the other day, bro. But that's okay, because they're Wizards, bro. So I figured I'd write in my diary just to see how I'm going, eh? Yeah, diary. That's me. Stephen Adams, bro. How's it going, eh? I mean, I'm pretty fine, bro. It's all pretty fun here in OKC when we're winning, bro. Like that little lust fella. He's not all angry all the time anymore. And it means me and my friend Terrence, bro, we can hang out without worrying about him punching us in the back of the head, bro. He did that once to my other friend, Andre, and he got really mad, bro. Only fella I've seen more mads is my cousin Rongo when he's playing rugby, bro. And he's out there sticking thumbs up other fella's bums. Rongo gets super mad, bro, if he gets a finger up his clackadoo. Once he upended his own chili bin, and all his stubbies went everywhere, bro. It was mental as, bro. Still, he calmed down when the police came, eh? Can't go back to prison. Anyway, I just got an email from my mum in NZ, and she says everything in Wellington with Rongo and all my cousins back home is really good. And same with all 40 of my brothers and sisters, eh? She says it's lovely and warm there too, because it's summer, eh? So it got to 20 degrees Celsius there, bro. That's pretty great. Okay, so we're in Denver right now, bro, to play. And I love this city, eh? It smells like weed everywhere. It's like my cousin Rongo's ped back home in Rarotoa, bro. So, hopefully we get a win tonight. And I'll speak to you next week, eh? Cheer, Bruce. Love, Stephen Adams.